I received an email from the big boss. In the subject line, it said, "This has no relevance to work." I love that. I love that I have a boss that would do that, especially when it helps me prepare for this little old part of the radio day. And boy, did this get my Irish blood to boiling. From the Doctor Express, it's a group of express care facilities. Adults and kids become so wrapped up trying to unwrap things, it's called wrap rage. Adults and kids alike become so frustrated with the hard plastic around the toy and the electronics that they cut themselves when they try to tear into it. I don't know why this hasn't been studied before now, because how many times have you done it? Or you don't cut yourself with the thing trying to open it, you cut yourself with the actual package. Some sources show it can take up to 10 or more minutes to open one of these stupid things. And now with some of the kid childproofing, they're screwed in. You have to get a screwdriver to get the toy out of the box. Research shows people suffer 2 times more injuries from trying to open those stupid packages than injure themselves on a skateboard or swimming pools. That's from the Census Bureau. An average of 6,000 people per year go to the emergency room due to packaging-related injuries. Packaging! You're killing yourself before you ever get the thing that's in it that might kill you. There should be warning labels that say this packaging could kill you. All that, by the way, comes from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Now, this is all for something completely preventable. Why hasn't Ralph Nader stepped in? Where is our unsafe at any speed for package opening? Where are the Navy SEALs? I know they got a bunch of great sharp things to help with our dilemma. What is to be done with this menace to our society? Why hasn't the president declared war on stupid packaging? Tell me. So, I do hereby swear to make every effort to get someone in power to address this situation forthwith and post haste. Now, if I just knew anybody in power. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.